currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and places that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. Kirkland's charm and natural beauty have been captured in a new tourism video that premiered last month by City of Kirkland Tourism. Shot last summer, the video features a day well spent in Kirkland with a variety of activities, including dining, gallery hopping, kayaking, and strolling through Kirkland's historic downtown. To help bring the video to life, 14 volunteer actors, including local residents, donated their time, and several Kirkland businesses lent their venues or staff to the production. Of course, the star of the video is Kirkland's stunning backdrop, its Lake Washington shoreline. Kirkland's 2-mile shoreline provides both residents and visitors alike the chance to get away from it all. To watch the video, visit www.explorekirkland.com. Kirkland enjoys a thriving art scene, and since 1992, Studio East has been introducing young people to the performing arts through classes, camps, performances, and workshops. In 1998, Lonnie Brockman, artistic director of Studio East, was inspired to create something else.
I had seen that there was a lack of children's theater in Kirkland on the Greater East Side, and I started the Storybook Theater with the idea that we would appeal to young audiences and introduce them to the magic of theater. And the material that I found, I didn't especially like. It didn't have the participation theater that I wanted, that I was taught in college. And so what happened is I approached Sue Bardsley, who's our musical director and also writes the music and lyrics for the shows, and said, do you want to write with me?
Together, Sue and Lonnie came up with some titles, and Storybook Theater has been entertaining young audiences ever since.
Do you know how to read? Mm-hmm. And write too? Oh, neat. Did you like your teachers? Yeah. No. Do you hear that? It's music. I love music.
At 55 minutes long, Storybook's musical fairy tales are short and interactive to keep its audiences of 3 to 8-year-olds engaged. In Pinocchio, Storybook's latest production, some audience members are asked to dance on stage, and the entire audience plays the role of the ocean from their seats. Of course, a fairy tale isn't complete without a lesson to learn. Abby Eagleson, who plays Pinocchio, explains what kids might learn from her character.
Well, always tell the truth or your nose will grow, obviously. Just to be a good people and tell the truth, don't steal money. Good things like that. I think it's one of the more clear cut and dry morals that Storybook has really told. Sometimes it's about manners, sometimes it's about being manipulated, but this one is definitely be good and tell the truth, and family is important.
Sarah Russell, who plays Kat in Pinocchio, grew up with Storybook Theater and tells Currently Kirkland what it's like to perform for a young audience.
I love their faces and their reactions. The kids are just so honest, and you always know when they're on board with you. You always know when they're not. And it's just fun to have that feedback of hearing their laughter, their applause. Afterwards, we usually get to talk to the kids and have question and answer. So it's nice to see things they got, things they didn't get, questions they have. You know, tons of questions, and it's a nice change of pace from everyday life, being, you know, with adults all the time. It's nice to come back and be with kids and see that youthfulness and honesty.
Storybook Theater's Pinocchio will be at the Kirkland Performance Center on February 2nd, 3rd, 9th, and 10th. Additional performances will be held in Everett and Seattle in March. For tickets and more information, go to www.storybooktheater.org. or call 425-820-1800. This year's flu has hit early, and local emergency rooms are seeing a rise in the number of flu patients across all age groups. The Public Health, King County, and Seattle has teamed up with local celebrities, a husky, a moose, and a dancing clam to help spread the word about flu prevention.
Celebrities, they're just like us. They cover their coughs and sneezes. They wash their hands frequently. When there's no soap or water available, they use hand sanitizer. They get a flu vaccine for the best protection. They always stay home when they're sick, and they don't send their kids to school if they have a fever.
I've got 4 clam chowder, then who's having the burger?
Stop the flu, stay healthy.
Health experts recommend a flu shot for all people 6 months and older, especially for pregnant women and people with long-term health problems. The flu vaccine is available at many healthcare provider offices and pharmacies. You can locate your nearest provider at the website below. To find free or low-cost flu vaccines in King County, call the Family Health Hotline at 1-800-322-2588 or visit www.parenthelp123.org. The city has been busy transforming Northeast 85th Street into a more efficient, safe, and pedestrian-friendly corridor. Many improvements have already been completed, and construction is on schedule for the Northeast 124th Avenue Sidewalk Project. The project will construct curb, gutter, and sidewalk with a planter strip along both sides of 124th Avenue Northeast between Northeast 80th and Northeast 90th Streets, where no sidewalk exists. The concrete sidewalk will be 5 feet wide and will be separated from the edge of the travel lane by a planter strip in most places. Construction is scheduled to continue through March of 2013. Many factors, including weather, can impact this schedule. Work hours are scheduled between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. To access up-to-date information, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/85th Street. Thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.